We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue to break it all down with Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. And we were talking about the Carolina Panthers. You know, the good thing is on their side. I know you're picking the Cardinals, but the fact that they've won four straight games. And Steve, you and I, we both know this. I mean, momentum wins titles. I mean, what is going to be their keys for them to advance?
I think it's going to come down to Cam Newton. I mean, and let's face it, you know, the Carolina Panthers are a great story. You mentioned that there's five teams that weren't in the playoffs last year, in this year's playoffs. Carolina, surprisingly, not one of them. The NFC South traditionally is always won by a different team every year. Second year in a row, the Carolina Panthers win the NFC South. But what an abysmal NFC South it was. New Orleans was terrible most of the year. Tampa Bay couldn't get out of their own way. And Atlanta, of course, they just fired their head coach, Mike Smith, after another dreadful season over there with underachieving on their expectations. Carolina's to be commended for winning four straight games, but they're also a team that lost six straight right in the middle of the season. I think they're an up-and-down team. I think they're kind of Jekyll and Hyde. Defensively, they're playing very well. But Arizona's got weapons here. They've got weapons if the passing game does work. I don't anticipate this being a high-scoring game. I think this is going to be a lower-scoring game. Field position, you know, is going to be important here. You know, where teams get the ball, I think that's going to be important here. I think Carolina and Arizona combined might not even score 40 points in this game. I think it's going to come down to who gets better field position, who makes the play happen here, what defense steps up here. I think Arizona wins just on the strength of their defense and what they've been able to accomplish all season. And I think it continues a miraculous season for a coach like Bruce Arians, who should be coach of the year.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. Hey, Steve Bortstein with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. If you're just tuning in, he is with Fox Sports New Mexico. And I know just a moment ago you were giving some love to Cam Newton, and their success is going to rely so heavily on him. But how impressive was his just his bounce-back ability after that car accident?
Oh, it's amazing. And it's testament to, you know, we and you've heard me before. We've talked about it before. Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks that failed to live up to expectations. And certainly the book is still out on Johnny Manziel and a guy, you know, we've seen a number of these Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks that can't get it done. You're rooting for Cam Newton now. Now Cam Newton's a good story because he did overcome that accident. It wasn't an accident that he caused. It wasn't an accident he created. He's actually a good story. He was the victim in this bad accident here. He's come back, and he's actually, you know, he seems to be a little bit more humble now. I think we've seen that throughout much of this season. We saw so much of it last year. He was pouting on the sidelines earlier in his career. We're seeing a maturation progress, I think, going on right now with Cam Newton. I like seeing him. I'd like to see him continue his success.
Okay, talk to me about, to hit on the Seattle Seahawks. Summarize their season. They are obviously the defending Super Bowl champions. Can they reach consecutive Super Bowls?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as much as it pains me to give credit to Pete Carroll for anything because of, you know, his affiliation with USC and my my fascination with USC, I think a lot of this has to come back to the Percy Harvin situation. Look at what this team did after the release of Percy Harvin, because Percy Harvin's a cancer in a locker room. And since his release, since he was let go and sent to the New York Jets, the Seattle Seahawks are a more unified team. They play with a purpose. Their offense is much more balanced now. Marshawn Lynch has just been absolutely incredible this year. The defense has come around now. They're healthier. I think this team is more unified now than they were going into the postseason last year when Percy Harvin was coming back from his injury. I think Percy Harvin was a nightmare to bring there. I think behind the scenes that had to be just a train wreck ready to happen. Pete Carroll did the right thing. And if we've learned anything from watching Pete Carroll throughout the years, he is all about the unified locker room. That's what he's about. He was like that at USC. He's like that here in Seattle. A harmonious locker room is a better locker room and is a better product on the field. And I think that's what you've seen with Seattle these last 7-8 weeks right now, because they have been unstoppable. Think about this. 7 weeks ago, they gave up 3 touchdowns in a game against Kansas City.
Right.
Since that time, they've given up 3 touchdowns. Since.
Wow.
That's an amazing figure when you think about it. That's a very good football team right there. I think they're clearly the team to beat in the NFC.
Steve, are there any deficiencies that concern you?
If the offensive line continues to let Russell Wilson run around like a chicken with his head cut off, yeah. I mean, that's the one problem that Seattle does have, is their offensive line is so inconsistent. The beauty of that, though, is that Russell Wilson is a magician in the backfield. He gets out of situations. My worry is that one day he's not going to get out of those situations, and he's going to get himself killed back there. But as long as that doesn't happen, as long as he's able to maneuver his way around the pocket and maneuver his way around the backfield and make plays the way he does, then, yeah, they'll be okay. But at some point in time, there's going to be a breakdown on that offensive line that's going to hurt someone along the way. And that's my worry right now. That's the only worry I really have about that Seattle Seahawks.
Always got you covered with Steve Wartstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. Joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Happy New Year, Steve-O. And I promise we will catch up again real soon. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to it.
You bet. Much more straight ahead. Stay close.